This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
All right, nothing but the best intro music for 7-5 Radio. Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Walter Yerkew. I'm also going solo tonight for my co-host, Scoop Stanton, who happens to be still stuck around in the family issues. We hope everything is okay with his daughter. Had surgery a week or two ago, and Scoop is just staying close to home. So I hope everything's all right there in his household. I have a few honorable mentions, and we'll get to them throughout the hour. First, I want to start off. Last week, we had to do a best of because I was going to go alone again. Yours truly. I'm rebuilding my kitchen. I'm doing new cabinets, new countertops, new sink, and I'm building everything myself. as I ripped out the old cabinets under the from the sink area, and I had it all about 95% cleaned out, and I'll post pictures when I'm done, but when I'm done with the kitchen, that is, not tonight, but I have a line, a cold water line, that runs from the underneath the sink in the back of the house in the kitchen, and it goes through. I live in a log house, and it goes through one of the logs so I can have hoses outside, garden hoses. You know, I got to fill up the pool, the hot tub, you know, water the plants, things like that. And it was funny because when I took the sink out, you know, you got shut off valves. Well, when I plugged in this cold water line, and it's got to be, 15, 16 years ago that I did this. And it was in a place where you were never going to touch it. But when you ripped out the cabinets, of course, it's right there. And whoever installed the cabinets had a lot of what we call nailers that they secured the original cabinets to. And these are the lower cabinets now. And, you know, I look over at the water line going into the sink line, and I said to myself, why in the hell did I not put a shutoff valve on that thing? No sooner I said that, when I pulled off that last nailer, it hit that CPVC water pipe, and that pipe shattered. And holy cow, I had a fountain going off. So, you know, I start heading for the door to go around the house and get into crawl space to shut the main line off. And of course, stupid me, I'm wearing Crocs. And everybody knows that wears Crocs, what happens when they get wet? Well, let me tell you, I took one step into the dining room to get to the side door, and all I saw was feet in front of me, up in the air, higher than my head. And while I was in the air for that split second, I says, holy, you know what? This is going to hurt. And sure as hell, all 6'5", 300 pounds of me landed on the dining room hardwood floors. And let me tell you, I had to get up and get outside. And, of course, I sprawled face first on the front lawn, shut the water off, and just laid underneath the house for about a half an hour. Well, it turns out I bruised the tailbone really bad, and bruised three ribs on the lower right side in my back. So I was laid up, man. I just couldn't go between Percocets and whatever else I was having. I just couldn't do last Saturday, and I'm sorry I missed last Saturday. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm on the road to recovery. It's still a little sore sitting down, but the bruised ribs are healing very quickly. So with that out of the way, we're going to move right into some politics and some local stuff that's been going on here in southern Tennessee. Now, of course, everybody knows that Joe Biden did not pick an African-American woman to be his running mate for vice president. He picked a a woman who has Jamaican heritage, and through her father, and a mom who is from India. Now, people, she said, when she took the senator's job out there in California, she accepted it as a woman of Indian descent, India descent. I don't want to get confused with the Native Americans, the Native American Indians, and the India Indians, who, you know, mostly have 7-Elevens and stuff. Now, she accepted the senatorship in California as a woman of India, a descendant of India blood. Okay. Now she's accepting it, the vice president, as an African-American. Well, she's not African-American. Okay, she's a mixture of Jamaican and India. So that doesn't constitute African-American. All right. Now the media is saying that India is in Asia, so now she's an Asian-American or South Asian-American. Listen, not true. Asia is a continent. Like North America is a continent, South America is a continent, Africa, Europe, you know, they're continents. And these are continents that can contain countries. North America contains Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Okay. Might be one or two of the lower under Mexico, you know, Colombia and around there. But we're going to use those three now, Mexico, United States, and Canada. So do we call Mexicans, do we call them South Americans? Canadians, do we call them Northern Americans? Do we call the people from the United States Middle America Americans? You know, it is what it is. You are what you are. Hiding behind a continent to represent millions, if not a billion people, because you don't want to say your mom was from India, or because you don't want to say your father's from Jamaica, but you'll say he's from the Caribbean. You know, this woman, she believed Joe Biden's accuser, even said so publicly. She called him everything but racist, but alluded to it that he was racist. You know, with all of the jungle stuff that he was talking about, his kids would have to go. He didn't want to integrate the schools, you know, way back when. With all that, she goes and she accepts somebody who she really looked like she wouldn't pee on if he was on fire at the last debate. Well, she dropped out. So I guess the plan was, you know, all along, maybe that was a show. Who knows? But this is going to come back and bite Biden in the butt, because he plagiarizes over and over and over and over again. If you've been watching the news, he plagiarizes on how his wife is the first one to college. We're going to get back to that. He's on our first place, 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We'll be back next week.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week. Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No. Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back here at 7-5 Radio. It's Walter alone tonight. Speaking out of the family being taken care of. And before the break, I was bringing up Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She, you know, how she, it looked like she despised Joe Biden, you know, at the debates, you know, going back from the end of last year. And you know, and here she is accepting a vice presidential run, you know, on his coattails, so to speak. Anyway, everybody knows what the plan is. They're going to try to get Joe in, and then, you know, Kamala would be, you know, president, because Joe ain't going to make it past Christmas as far as, you know, his mind goes. Anyway, it's slipping. It's still slipping. It's still going. We were talking about his plagiarism right before the break also. You know, he's repeating things, and now he's on, you know, America must create jobs for Americans and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Trump has been saying that for since 2015, when he announced his run for the presidency back then. And you know, now Joe thinks that's a good idea about it. The issue with that is Mr. Trump has succeeded in that already, and he's going to succeed again. This knot that we're living in with this coronavirus nonsense and this BLM, Antifa, you know, all these idiots out there burning up Seattle and Chicago and New York and Portland and living and defecating and peeing on the streets. And, you know, all that is going to go away, but not until after the election. Why? Because the demo creeps. Take Nancy Pelosi, for instance. When she was asked what she thought about it, she says, well, people are going to do what they're going to do. All these cities denied help from the White House with the National Guard and bringing in the military services. I believe it could be taken care of. I don't know what park it was in New York City about 2 weeks ago when it was taken over. 6 hours it took the New York City Police Department to get all those idiots and get it cleaned up out of there. Only 6 hours. And they got rid of, what, 400 or 500 people that moved in? And in the aftermath, some idiot talked to a reporter and said, the police department just chased 600 people out of here and they don't have no place to go. Well, where did they come from? Go back there. That's what I'm saying. Go back there. And now we got people out there in Seattle telling white people they got to move out of the house and let BLM people move in. You know, it's just out of hand. And the DNC is just like loving it because I haven't heard anybody except maybe one person from the Democrat Party denounce the Antifa movement, the BLM movement. And, you know, there are real issues out there. But the way it's being taken care of, that's not the way to do it. We all know that. And they know that. I was watching Nashville News the other day. There was a, you know, the police had barricades out in front of, I guess it was the courthouse in Nashville. And these barricades were bright red. You couldn't miss them. And a fellow with a bullhorn, I couldn't tell if he was African-American or mixed, but he was dark-skinned. And he was either black or brown. I guess that's the new term, right? Brown. He was brown. I don't know what that means. He brought the bullhorn within a foot of the officer's face coming up the stairs. As soon as that bullhorn went over the plane of these barricades, you know, it's like scoring a touchdown in football. All you got to do is break the plane. That's what he did. That invaded the space that they were protecting. The officer grabbed the bullhorn and took hold of it. The man reached for it, and more people came running up the stairs. As the police were moving the barricades to the side to go down to do whatever they were going to do, the man's own people dragged him backwards down the stone steps. The man lost his footing, fell back, and cracked his skull. The aftermath was the people screaming at the cops, why did you push him? Why did you push him? Well, the cop, you could see clear as day, nobody ever touched him except his own people. And guess who rendered first aid? Well, the other two guys that had the guy's hands ran off. The police officer, they called for an ambulance. They asked him questions. They made him stay awake because most likely had a concussion. And people were still yelling at the cops, you pushed him. Why did you push him for? See, that's just adding gas to an already burning fire. People got to mind their own business. If it don't concern you, keep a walking. That's the way it used to be in New York. I mean, you know, I could fall down and had a heart attack. People would step over me because, you know what? It wasn't anybody's business. So, in short, mind yourself. If it don't concern you, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because all you're doing is making it worse for everybody around you. And then you're going to walk home and say, ah, I started somebody and he gave me some nonsense and I told him what for. And you're going to lie there too. So enough. Enough. Going to get away from Biden and Kamala right now and go local. I live in Southern Tennessee, as most everybody knows. On YouTube, there is a local police officer pulled over a fella. And it's all on body cam. It's all on his cam. He pulls the fella over. And now, the officer is white, and the driver is black. He pulled this guy over. Why did you pull me over? And you can look it up on YouTube. Why did you pull me over? Winchester Police Department. Why did you pull me over? And the officer said you were doing 44 in the 30. Right away, the driver, I wasn't speeding. I saw the sign and went on, just escalated it right off the bat. Well, the officer was just as childish as this man was, and he escalated the situation. And before you know it, he's trying to put cuffs on the guy, hook him up to the car, put him in the backseat of the car, S-bombing, threatened to knock him on his ass, you know, and it got escalated and it got out of hand. Okay? Now, I'm not taking sides on this because, like I said a few minutes ago, you can escalate things very quickly by saying the wrong thing. There's a mechanism, and I put this in a post today, maybe, you know, a number of you saw it today. There's a mechanism. It's called traffic court. If the officer is going to give you a ticket or a summons for speeding, You can say what you want, but keep your mouth shut and keep the door closed and don't come out. The officer is not there to hurt you. If you don't like what the officer said and you don't believe he was speeding, tell it to the judge, because you're not going to get justice right there on the street. It's not going to happen. The louder you yell, the more you yell, the more you're going to lose on the street. Because you wouldn't be screaming at a judge, because the judge would throw you in contempt. Now, a police officer is an officer of the law. He's also an officer of the court. But in this case, this guy's childish. All right? The situation escalated, and it ended up with the guy in the back of the radio car. So I've been pulled over for speeding. I've gotten my share of speeding tickets, but I never, ever disrespected the officer. Where are you going? Where are you coming from? License and registration and insurance. Hand it over. Hand it over. It is the law. Hand it over. All the street, immediate street justice has got to stop. You're not going to get anywhere. We're headed to our third segment right after these messages. 75 Radio. Stick with us, please.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Postal Service sent dozens of states letters saying that some mail-in ballots may not be counted in time for the November election. It's a warning that further complicates the role of the USPS in the voting process. The Washington Post was the first to report that Thomas Marshall, general counsel and executive vice president for the U.S. Postal Service, sent letters to 46 states and Washington, D.C. He told the states some ballots may not arrive in time to be counted. Los Angeles area officials lifted some evacuation orders as firefighters battled a 17,000-acre blaze amid what could be a record-breaking heat wave in Southern California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the blaze, which started Wednesday, was only 12% contained. The fire was situated near Lake Hughes, an unincorporated community in Los Angeles County. So far, the wildfire has destroyed at least 21 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
Back to our third segment. It's Walter here by myself, and you can hear me just doing Miami Rooney rants.
Try to calm down just a little bit. But, you know, when you get pulled over by a police officer, stay in your car, be pleasant. He doesn't know who you are. You know who he is. Just you know, be respectful. You know, and you'll get it right back. You'll get respect right back. And if you get a summons, hey, you know, you're not the first one that got a ticket in the world. You know, you go down to traffic court and you tell the judge, no, I wasn't speeding. And, you know, get the body cam to show where he saw you speeding and where he pulled you over. I mean, you know, it could be an honest mistake by the officer. It could be honestly mistaken by yourself. But, you know, to give every excuse in the world why you're probably speeding or not speeding and, you know, he's blind and, you know, you don't know. It's not the time to do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not the time to screw around, you know, because it's not going to end good for you. And it's not going to end good for the officer either way. You know, most of the officers that I know, they're pleasant, polite. And, you know, I got pulled over a couple of months ago. I had expired registration. I just didn't put the sticker on the plate. And, you know, he was cool about it. And, you know, that was that. So I was cool about it. Things happen. So just show a little respect. You'll get some back. And right away, not everybody is wrong and not everybody is right. You know, unless you're talking to me. Anyway, I want to move on to the New York City Police Department has endorsed President Trump for another term. The PBA president, Pat Lynch, said it was, you know, the first time that they could recall that the group ever endorsed the sitting president. And the DNC is all mad about it. Okay. Now, you know, it says the headlines say the New York City Police Department union faced blowback from local Democrats after it endorsed President Trump's reelection. Now, listen, it sounds like they're pushing up on the police department to vote for Joe Biden because it's a Democratic state. I mean, you know, look who's running the state, you know, King Cuomo. And then you got de Blasio in New York City screwing things up also. And it's a Democratic state. It always was. That's where Hillary was a senator, so she could get some politics behind her to make a bid for the presidency. And she lost that to Obama, and he made her secretary of, I don't know, state or whatever the heck it was. And, you know, so, you know, New York State has always been a Democratic state. You know, they have a few Republicans in there. Al D'Amato from Long Island was a Republican senator back in, I guess it was 1980 or so. You know, so, it, you know, it's always been, you know, Democratic when it came to presidents. Now, it sounds like that the Democrats just expected the police department to vote for people that don't give a rat's butt about them. And now that they said they're going to vote for Trump, sounds like they're going to push up on him. Because if Biden gets elected, he's going to knock back every police force. And it's going to come into something else. It's going to come up to something else. Some other type of security for us private citizens. And I don't think it's going to be pretty. You know, the system isn't perfect, but it's been working. It's workable. The system isn't perfect, but it's workable. The Democrats are going to try to make you people believe that their system is going to be flawless. Well, how could it be flawless? You know, Creepy Joe's been in politics for 48 years. He's been unemployed for the last 3.5. But he's been in politics for 48 years, and he hasn't done much of anything except keep climbing the ladder, you know. And it's like the politics is like a company. You know, you start at the bottom as a councilman, and you make your way up, you know. Or as a district attorney in California, and you make your way up or make your way down, and from what I hear. Anyway, just, you know, Mr. Biden is not the guy for our country. You know, he's losing it. He's losing it. You know, he's trying to talk about the Declaration of Independence. He couldn't even remember what it was. He had to say that thing. So he sounded like a wise guy in Brooklyn, you know, taking care of that thing. Yeah, I took care of that thing for you. All right, which thing? You know, the first thing. Yeah, okay. So Mr. Biden is not all there. He'll even screw up if he gets elected. He'll even screw up his inaugural. He'll probably retire right there because he has to become president. He has to become president. In his mind, he has to become president. So he'll accept the presidency. He'll take the oath in January if he wins and then retire during the ball, during the inauguration ball, and make Kamala, God forbid, president of the United States by default. Holy cow. Can you picture a country like that? You got Governor Cuomo. They're fleeing New York State. The people are fleeing. They're running out of New York State. And he's saying, come back, come back. We'll have a drink. I'll buy you drinks. I'll cook for you. And this, listen, people have had it. The highest taxed city in the world. They've had it. And now they hardly have police departments defending them and helping them out. So, it, you know, it's a crazy thing. And, you know, like I said, I remember the old days, and I'm not that old. I'm 62. But, you know, not too long ago, voting was always like a secret, you know, a private ballot, private ballot. Now you got everybody, including me, telling you who they want to vote for and who should be in office. But, you know, it's a secret ballot. Why would you put your secret ballot in the mail? Now we're getting to the mail. You see, we're following. I told you I was going to try and squeeze out a lot into this hour. Why would you put your private vote choice in the mail? Not even sure if it's going to get there. How many people send out Christmas cards? And the people who receive the Christmas cards, it's January 12th. Oh, I just got your Christmas card, and you mailed it in November. It's just, you know, the same thing. It's going to be even worse. And now the post office wants, what, $25 trillion or $25 billion to stay afloat? Listen, Ben Franklin's rolling over in his grave over what the post office has turned itself into. It's got nothing to do with your local mail carriers. You know, or your local post office, it's up in the higher echelon of government. It's part of the swamp. It's part of the swamp. And these things are the things that Mr. Trump is trying to get rid of, not manipulate. He's trying to get rid of it. I don't have a problem sending a letter with other carriers. I try not to use the post office. I try not to use the post office. So I'm not knocking the post office. That's my personal view. I'm not telling you what to do. It's my personal view. You know, 50, 55 cents, whatever it is now, to mail a sheet of paper to somebody across the country, I'm not going to do it. You know, you got email. You got email. So that was the thing I wanted to bring up about the NYPD and the post office. The Harris Biden ticket, or the Biden Harris ticket, whichever way you want to look at it, really doesn't matter. They had a high school. They went to a high school, a local high school. I guess it was in Delaware, and each one of them made, you know, a couple little speeches. You know, of course, you know, Biden trashed Trump, that he doesn't know how to do things. He doesn't have the right, the right charisma to be in the president, in the White House. So my thing with the end of their speeches, somebody came in and ushered all the press out. And Biden and Harris just sat there with, you know, stupid looks on their faces, knowing that they were being ushered out, because they don't want the DNC. The Democratic Party does not want anyone to ask Joe Biden a question. I want to see the questioning that Trump faces. I want to see that kind of questioning taken by Joe Biden. You know, he hasn't had a question and answer since last year, and that's only when he was that was before he announced his candidacy for presidency, and I'm talking a year and a half ago last year. early 2019. The man does not want to answer questions. The Democratic Party does not want him answering questions. Kamala Harris does not want him answering questions. Now, we're supposed to have three debates. If this was a regular presidential election, they'd have already had one debate. And, it's got to happen. We're hoping. This is Walter for 75 Radio. We'll be back after these messages. Stick with us.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
All right. Yeah, this is Walter Kiwi. We are in our last segment of on 7-5 Radio. I want you guys to tune in every week. We're live now until further notice. Every Saturday night, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and then the Mountain and Pacific, whatever they are, whatever those hours are. Tune into us, every week. We try to do our best. We try to bring you straight news, straight opinion, and once in a while we'll have a few guests on. I'm not disappointed by our ratings, but, they could be better. We're trying. We're only in our second year of doing this, or our third year,
third year already. We started in what, 2018? Yeah, we've been doing this for a little over 2 years. So Scoop and I, you know, really, really put a lot into the show, and we have help and you know, a number of people over from the political cesspool and a few other shows. They support us as we support them. So just tune in to us every week. The cesspool is right on before us, the hour before our show is on. And go ahead, they got some interesting things to talk about and say. So we'll try to get some more people, interesting guests on our show. But the summer's been crazy. Everybody with, you know, this corona scare and, you know, all the stuff going on in the big cities, the riots and protesters, you know, all the movements and stuff like that. It's just been tough to get people on the air these days, even though they're locked up at home. You know, they don't want to come on, not just our show. You know, they do want to come on, but they don't want to say the wrong thing. But, you know, we'll be looking forward to hearing and getting emails and stuff, keep sending in the information, and we'll put it on the air. If you got birthdays or anything going on, we'll do that too. You know, or a wedding coming up, MMA fights, you know, we'll announce it for you. We're not looking for handouts or getting paid for everything. We just want to be one-on-one in tune with the public. So just take a little time out on a Saturday night, sit back with a cold one, and just listen to us rant and rave about, you know, whatever's going on. Want to touch on a few things before we go. I'm trying to cram a lot into this hour because I missed last week. As you know, Kamala is now the VP running mate for Creepy Joe. And, it, you know, it's kind of sad that, you know, Creepy Joe, you know, said a long time ago he was going to pick an African-American female. And then all of a sudden we got, you know, there's Kamala. And I'm sure Donna Brazile thought that she was going to get it. And, you know, Maxine Waters, you know, a couple of other ones. He even had Pocahontas up there, even though she's, you know, 99.899% Caucasian. You have to have a little bit of sense of humor over these things. Now, you know, getting back to some of the stuff that's going on in the world, I made another post earlier today that Seattle and Portland look like the inside of Jesse Pinkman's house. And if everybody ever watched Walter White, Jesse Pinkman was the sidekick in the meth business. And you can catch that on Netflix. I've watched each and every one of those episodes of Breaking Bad, you know, at least twice. And, you know, it gets kind of funny. But then you start to pick at these things, you know, how obvious they are now after watching it two or three times. That, you know, it just doesn't make sense what's going on. But anyway, it looks like the inside of Jesse Pinkman's house before he kicked all those lowlifes out. So once Seattle gets back on its feet after this presidential election, and who knows, it may never get on their feet. You know, they're supposed to be the summer of love, and a day later, you know, a 19-year-old kid gets shot and killed. The final autopsy for George Floyd come out, and, you know, he had enough drugs in his system probably to kill somebody else if they took him for the first time. Had a little 5-year-old white boy got murdered in his driveway riding his bicycle because allegedly the African-American that shot him shot the kid because he was white. Allegedly. Now, I always try to wait for definitive and factual documentation and statements, just like I didn't jump on the bandwagon with the George Floyd thing. You know, he had ongoing health issues, and he was loaded down with fentanyl. And if he was so, and I'm only going to say this once, said he was getting claustrophobic in the back of the radio car, but they took him out of a Mercedes SUV, which was not much bigger than the SUV that they put him in, the Fords that these guys, the officers use, the police departments are using now. I don't know how much more claustrophobic he was getting. And speaking of George Floyd, what was that guy's name, the NBA player? Oh, geez, I can't remember his name. He used to play for the Sonics. He's retired. And I guess it was South Carolina. He was pulled over. Vernon Martin or something. It pulled him over. Now, he's married to a white woman, which is fine. I got no problem with that. Or vice versa. I got no problem with that. He got pulled over for a DUI. And as soon as he got cuffed, when he saw people gathering around, because he was running his mouth, this gets back to what I was saying earlier, he started saying that he couldn't breathe. He couldn't breathe. Now, you know, you talk about throwing gas on a burning fire. The same thing here. So, you know, we have no angels on either side. They're not all angels. Don't believe everything that you hear from somebody else. Try to find out the information for yourself. You know, you could watch the video, but watch all the video. Don't watch just the part that the Democrats want you to see. Watch the whole thing and make a judgment for yourself. So try not to be prejudiced before you make a judgment on it. Keep an open mind. You got to keep an open mind these days, because all of a sudden every cop in the world is wrong and every perp in the world is right. And that's just not how it is. It's not how it is. And it's a shame. It's a shame. So don't fall for false statements by the left and the far left. When we have our show next week, hopefully we're going to have a guest on, and it's somebody that I know pretty well, and he has a good sense of politics. He's a calm guy, he's a nice guy, and we'll announce his name during the week, because although he's tentatively slated in for next Saturday, not absolutely sure, so I don't want to book him in, and then all of a sudden next week I'm here by myself, and you got to listen to me rant. But we have a few things that I want to discuss with him on the air. And he also knows Scoop, too. So we'll have a good show next week. All our followers out there, don't forget, 7-5 Radio, 7-5 updates and 7-5 Radio updates on my website. Yeah, not the website, the Facebook page. I'm starting to sound like Biden. Facebook page. And I have my own post, Walter Yerkew on Facebook. Also, Walt Yerkew 10873 on Twitter. Also, Scoop is Scoop. He's got Scoop on both Facebook and Twitter. And then don't forget our not so sexy intern, Mike Guerin. Right now, he's running around the middle of the track over at the Speedway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. As a kind of first responder, he rides around. I told you when I was there 2-3 weeks ago, he rides around on a big ass four wheeler is. And, you know, the green shirt he wears, you could see, you know, could see from a satellite. You can't miss him. He's having fun. So the dirt track racing that we're involved with, our friend and driver, Jeff Jackson, he's always a nice kid, 25, 26-year-old kid. He's him and his mom and his dad, they're all doing this on their own. We try to help them out when we can. Dirt track racing, just, you know, if it's in your local community, go out there and support it. They stand for the flag. Nobody kneels. They fly the stars and bars. Nobody winces. It's good food, good people. It's good family environment. Bring your earplugs. If you heard my live broadcast from the track a few weeks ago, I mean, I could hardly hear myself. I couldn't tell if I was on the air or we were doing a break. I couldn't tell. I couldn't hear anything. So just be a good sport about it. You know, these people are out there to try to bring you some fun, and I think that they do a great job at the Speedway where I go to in Sweetwater. So my best out to them and the topless dirt track. And like I said, it's not topless women; it's topless cars. The cars don't have any roof; they take the roofs off the cars to race. That's what's called topless dirt track racing. So Michael Robinette runs it, and he's got quite the operation going on down there. We try to get down there as often as we can. Mike is there every week. I try to go a few times a year. It's not local to me. It's quite a drive, but I make it. I make it occasionally. Well, we're coming down. We're winding down. We got about a minute left. I want to thank everybody. Thank you.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.